Hey, I know it's been a while since I booed, but I thought I'd give my final conclusions on Doctor Who Series 6 real quick. The final episode was fantastic in a lot of ways, but in terms of the resolution of the main problem, I found some real discrepancies. And for those of you Moffat fans who say, well, he doesn't want to insult the intelligence of the audience, well, consider your intelligence insulted, because he specifically threw in false information from a character other than the Doctor. Not the Doctor lying, but other people. Here's what I mean. Let's check out this clip from Let's Kill Hitler.
See? He can't be dying.
But the Doctor is confirmed deceased. We have his record.
But he doesn't die here. He dies in Utah by Lake Silencio, April 22nd, 2011.
Time can be rewritten. Remember Kennedy?
This time can't. It's a confirmed, fixed point. The Doctor must always die exactly then. He always has. He always will.
The Doctor always must die at that fixed point. He always has, and he always will. Must die, not must be impersonated to die. So we then see the events at Lake Silencio again, and this time with River changing things. This clip right here from The Wedding of River Song.
This is where I die. This is a fixed point. This must happen. This always happens. Don't worry. You won't even remember this. Look over there.
It's me. How can I be there?
That's you from the future. Serving time for a murder you probably can't remember. My murder.
Why would you do that? Make me watch.
So that you know this is inevitable. And you are forgiven. Always and completely forgiven.
Please, my love, please, please, just run.
Can't.
Time can be rewritten.
Don't you dare.
Okay, so obviously at this point it's the Doctor in the T-Selector. Still, we have to assume that that's the case. He's in the robot. But here's the problem. River drains her weapon, which creates this paradox universe where all of history exists at once, right? Because the Doctor didn't die. Not because she didn't shoot the Doctor, but because the Doctor didn't die, or that's what we're told. Well, if the Doctor's in the T-Selector and doesn't die, isn't that the exact same thing? Well, we're told this at the end.
A doctor in a doctor's suit. Time said I had to be on that beach, so I dressed for the occasion. Barely got singed in that boat.
So you're going to do this? Let them all think you're dead?
It's the only way, then they can all forget me. I got too big, Dorian. Too noisy. Time to step back into the shadows.
So, again, this was a fabulous episode, but the solution that the Doctor came up with didn't solve the problem any more than River draining the weapon. Fixed point in time is not about people thinking something happened. It's not about deception. Our impressions of fixed points in time have always been that they are unchangeable. Now, the truth of the matter is that a fixed point has been changed before. David Tennant's Doctor did it in Waters of Mars. And that did, in fact, change a quote-unquote fixed point. Why? So I don't have so much of a problem with that. It's just that why wasn't the paradox created in the same way by the Doctor's solution as the as when River drained the weapon? I think that does a fail for Moffat. I think it's a true fail. That's my thoughts on Series 6.